the inquiry into domestic violence with particular regard to violence against women and their children has closed this week. It originally was established in the wake of the murders of Hannah Clark and her children. However, the inquiry has unexpectedly ended without seeking any submissions or holding public hearings. Kate Fitzgibbon, Director of Monash Gender and Violence Prevention Centre and Senior Lecturer in Criminology at Monash University, joins us now to discuss further. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
May you begin by telling us what this inquiry set out to do?
Absolutely. So the inquiry, as you said, was set up in the wake of the horrific killing of Hannah Clark and her three children. And it was announced within a week of those tragic events. And it was set up to focus on domestic violence and in particular on violence against women and children, and to review the relevance of past recommendations made, the need for any future changes and any other areas of concern.
And what sort of a message does it send that this inquiry was finished so quickly?
Well, it's a particularly dangerous message. It sends a message that this issue doesn't matter and that it's no longer a priority for government, which during the particular context, the COVID global emergency, where we know that there's a heightened risk of violence against women and children, this is particularly concerning.
And do we have an understanding why the inquiry was closed so early, perhaps how they are justifying it?
Yeah, so the inquiry final report, which was published on Wednesday, said that the committee came to the view that conducting another lengthy public inquiry into domestic and family violence would be of limited value at this time. And there might be some merit to that argument in that we have had a range of different reviews into different aspects of family and domestic violence in Australia over the last 5 years. And we've had very large inquiries like the Victorian Royal Commission. We've had the Queensland Not Now, Not Ever report, which was led by Quinton Bryce, as well as a lot of action in other states and at the national level. But once set up, it's then very dangerous to close it with no action. So what we've really said was that it was an opportunity to take stock of what's happened since those other inquiries, to look at whether some of the outstanding recommendations are still relevant, and if so, to re-energise commitment to those outstanding recommendations. And also during the current situation, to take stock of the heightened risk for women and children. We've seen another woman killed by male violence, allegedly, in Australia yesterday. That comes to over 20 women so far this year. This truly remains Australia's national emergency.
And how unusual is it for a Senate inquiry to wrap up in this sort of manner?
It's extremely unusual, and I think it shows the reactiveness of its establishment, that potentially, you know, at the outset there might have been a more meaningful or a more effective response to the deaths of Hannah Clark. We have a huge amount of evidence in this space already, so there could have been things that could have been done immediately following her death, like introducing reforms to better address coercive and controlling behaviours, that would have been more effective. But as I say, if you set it up, you then have a task to do, and to not take that task seriously sends a very dangerous message.
We're speaking with Kate Fitzgibbon, Director of Monash Gender and Family Violence Prevention Centre, about the Senate inquiry into family violence. And as you have mentioned, there's been multiple inquiries into family violence in recent years. How does this one compare?
Well, this one really pulls up short, I think, is the only way to describe it. So they've produced a 50-page final report, which, you know, to just go by comparison of length, you know, Queensland Special Task Force report was 370 pages. Queensland, the Victorian Royal Commission, was a 7-volume report. So this certainly pulls up short. It looks more like a literature review, and indeed the President of the Law Council of Australia came out and described the report as a scanty literature review.
And where does this leave the government? As you said, there is an immense amount of information at this time. Where does this leave the government with what needs to happen next and in terms of taking action?
Absolutely. So the Australian government has to respond to this, and they have to show a commitment to ensuring the safety of Australian women and children always, but particularly during this time. And as I've said, the beauty of that is we have a lot of evidence and a lot of recommendations that need commitment, they need resourcing, and they need action. So that should be the focus for the Australian and state and territory governments now working from the Hannah Clark death and the killing of her children, it's really important to focus on how Australia responds to coercive control. We saw in that case the absolutely devastating consequences and the high risk that coercive control poses for women, even where physical violence isn't present in a relationship. So we need to better understand this, we need to better respond to it, identify it and manage that risk.
And Kate, as someone who understands this field and works in this sector, I hope you don't mind me asking, but how hopeful are you that this action will be taken?
I'm cautiously hopeful. You know, we've had nearly 10 years now of dedicated attention in Australia to violence against women. In 2015, Malcolm Turnbull announced a women's safety package and declared this our national emergency. So I am hopeful. We've seen sustained commitment in Victoria to implementing the recommendations of the Victorian Royal Commission and a real commitment in Queensland as well to realising the vision of the Not Now, Not Ever report. So I think it's certainly something that governments have done much better at in the last 10 years, and now is another opportunity. And it's one that we just can't not take up, given the extreme high risk that we know women and children are facing at this particular time.
Okay, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kate Fitzgibbon, Director of Monash Gender and Family Violence Prevention Centre and Senior Lecturer in Criminology at Monash University. She was speaking with us about the Senate inquiry into family violence, which ended early. And if this story has affected you or someone you know, please contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. And in an emergency, of course, always please call 000.